Hey everybody, welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. This is our fourth episode. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And
you sound really tired, man. You gotta really get up your excitement there. You're just like, what a banger buzz, guys.
It's the snow.
I got balls
you guys,
in my mouth.
You guys may think of like Canada as like a snowy wasteland.
I think of it as a bunch of igloos.
I live in an igloo.
Like, it's not usually how most people think it is, but today it actually is. Like, it really is how people think Canada is. It is a winter wasteland out there. So
I don't know why you hate snow so much. It's a great thing outside. I love snow. Like, you're just like, man.
I don't hate the snow, but what I hate is
trucking through it.
Walking in it, yes. Also, when it turns to sludge and every motorist decides, hey, I'm going to drive super close to the puddle and smash the guy on the sidewalk. Then I want to, like, I wish I had an RPG on hand. Then I would just mess him up. But, okay, so Canadian CIA probably heard that and got freaked out. I wouldn't do that.
We never get snow here.
Yeah. They're going to shut down this podcast on account of my threats against Canadian motorists.
Fuck those people.
Are you guys ready for Christmas?
I am ready for Christmas.
Oh, and by the way, listeners, you get a special secret. What is that?
It was my
alarm. What the hell?
Oh, Alex has an alarm to wank off.
Yeah.
We're going to keep this in the podcast because that actually is kind of like, I just imagine your phone's like going off and it's like, wank off, wank off, wank off.
It's wanking time, fellas. Da, 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 da. Wank time.
Okay. So we're going to talk about a bunch of shit like we normally do because that's what we're good at. We're good at talking about shit, spewing shit out of our mouths. The first thing we're going to talk about is, Batman versus Superman. There's been some news on this front this week.
There's always news.
There's always news with Batman versus Superman. There's a new writer brought in to spruce up the script, and it's the writer of Argo.
Yay!
I think this is generally a good sign.
Exactly.
He's a friend of Batman.
Considering Grey is a shit writer.
Yeah, like, if I had to wager a guess, Ben Affleck's like, can I see the script? And they're like, here you go. And he read it. He's like, this is fucking shit. I'm calling my guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then he called in the Argo writer. I forget the guy's name.
Yes,
I'm just going to call him Argo writer because that's what it says.
I'm calling my boy. My boy's going to work on it.
His last
call
name
him
is Ryder.
Script pimp. I'm going to call him script pimp because he's going to like.
The actual last name is Ryder.
Yeah, that's his last name. First name is Argo, last name is
Ryder. Like, his family had lots of foresight. They're like, what should we name our family? Oh, Ryder.
They're all like, it's kind of like that guy in the Metal Gear Solid games that always like shits himself or pukes or whatever. Johnny whatever. Yeah. He's like that. He's just like historically a writer that just spruces up scripts.
But anyways, so they brought him in just because they want to make sure this movie is Oscar winning. That's the only reason why they brought him in. It's because Ben Affleck was like, hey, let me have the script. Well, that was shit.
Yeah.
Here, let me call somebody and make sure this movie isn't shit. And like, that's the only thing you can think of as well. That's why I'm agreeing with your point. I have no other idea why they would bring somebody in from that. Obviously, the script sucks. They should just, like, you know how they did Ninja Turtles? Where they brought, like, the first script out? It was shit. I want to see the first script for Batman vs. Superman now.
It's probably really bad. And you know what? I bet you, if anything, they're going to use this to totally, levy this as, like, maybe an Oscar contender. Whether
it's not going
to
be an Oscar contender. Come on.
But
that's what they're trying to do.
Like, okay, let me ask you this. Like, before The Dark Knight came out, would you have considered that an Oscar-worthy
movie? Yeah, but that's different.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
Right now, we think, you saw Man of Steel. Man of Steel was not an Oscar.
Exactly.
But you bring in this writer, who knows? Maybe he spruces some things up, maybe he changes some things around, and next thing you know, and the thing is, too, is Oscar people are stupid. Like, they are not the type to think rationally or think, like, the way most moviegoers will. They'll basically be like, this person's making this movie. Let's give them an Oscar.
Rock Band Mountain. It's about two gay guys in the mountain? Oh, let's give those guys an Oscar.
At least they're better than the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, yeah. It's like, best fuck scene goes to.
Those people are a fucking joke, I swear.
I don't know. Like, having that writer on, that could boost their credibility. they might not, they probably won't get like best picture, but they might get like something, like maybe just, I don't know, best adapted screenplay, who knows. But yeah, I don't know. I think generally it's not the worst idea in the world to bring this guy in, because
I would say, yeah, this is a good idea.
This is, there's nowhere to go but up with this thing. And who knows, he might write Gal Gadot, have her have bigger tits.
How can you write someone to make them have bigger tits?
Melted ice cream. Apparently that's what grows tits, is melted ice
cream. Oh, really?
Seriously?
Yeah, so apparently they're I wouldn't be surprised if they're just melting ice cream and pouring it into like a giant like bake gulp and being like, here you go.
Grow those tits. We need bigger tits. By the way, you need to work out like 9 times or like 10 times than you used to, because apparently you need bigger muscles.
Yeah, she needs bigger muscles and she needs bigger boobs. But I'm sure like they'll hire like the best trainer in the world to do that. So
of course.
It's not impossible.
They're hiring somebody who's an Oscar winner. They're like going all out for this movie. It doesn't suck.
No. And this movie,
Joaquin Phoenix is up for a villain.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
I always thought it was Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
Do you pronounce the J or not?
That's his sister's name, Jacqueline.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this guy's going to suck though, because like this guy only has two emotions. One, he has emo angry or emo sad. That's it. That's what he is.
I really liked him in Gladiator.
Well, that was like how.
And what was he like? Oh, he was either A, emo sad, or E, emo angry. That was his two emotions.
He did the thumbs up and the thumbs down thing.
Yes, and what was he like? Emo sad, probably.
And let's not forget his PR disaster that was him quitting acting. Like, that was probably the dumbest thing he could ever do. I know it was for a movie, but that was just completely...
Wait, he quit acting?
Well, it was a part of a farce for a documentary.
Ew.
He quote-unquote quit acting. He didn't really. It was just a farce put on for a movie. And then afterwards, he's like, oh no, I actually didn't quit acting. But the thing is, so many casting directors and people who actually make decisions about casting people in movies now think of him as, oh, he's not in movies anymore. And I would, like, for the longest time, he's been having trouble getting work just because everyone probably thinks he's done acting. Like, honestly, most people...
on.
But that's so stupid. Like, oh, I quit acting. But no, not really. Well, of course, everybody's going to be like, oh, you quit acting. Well, I guess we won't give you this awesome role. So...
What an idiot.
My thinking is he needs Batman versus Superman right now for his career.
Yeah, to give him, like, a career boost, because he hasn't really done much in the past couple years.
Yeah. And that's partially because he did kind of, quote unquote, quit acting. I think he needs this movie more so to say to people in the industry, look, see, I'm acting again in a major motion picture that will be a huge blockbuster. So if anything, he needs the movie more than they need him.
Yeah.
But I've been kind of commenting offhandedly to other people. It's funny because when you ask people who do they want for Lex Luthor, which I guess is the predominant theory that he's playing.
Kevin Spacey?
Everybody goes with bald people. Like, the actor must be bald to play a bald
character. Yeah, Bruce Willis as Lex Luthor.
Yes.
People in their head.
You motherfucker Superman.
I just remember that scene from Die Hard where he... elevators the guy down and he goes, ho ho ho, I have a machine gun. In this movie it would be, ho ho ho, I got Lois Lane and I'm about to rape her.
Oh god.
I don't know. I got Lois Lane and I have raped her.
Why is Bruce Willis a Shakespearean actor now?
Why not?
Apparently.
I will rape her.
I don't know. You don't want Bruce Willis, because he either shows up for a movie and acts the shit out of it, or he just doesn't show up at all, and you just tell he just doesn't give a shit. So I don't know. I wouldn't really want Bruce Willis near this, because there would be a risk that he would just not give a shit. Mm-hmm. And I know most actors don't, but with him, it's like really apparent that he just doesn't give a shit.
Nope. Nah, he doesn't.
The last movie I saw him in where he actually seemed to give a shit was Looper. That one. That one he was like actually paying attention for.
And then mine is less.
It's like, oh, I'm in a movie? Holy shit.
just see him like, I'm in a movie. Oh.
shit.
Like, but he's like Keanu Reeves all of a sudden? Man, I know martial art.
Well, like, he probably has, like, old man naps where he just naps occasionally, and then he just wakes up, and they're like, okay, sir, you're due on set. What? I'm in a movie.
Like, just wheel of them.
He's got, like, got the confused as fuck.
The damn kids are on my lawn again.
It's like, oh, why am I in this trailer? Did I fuck that hooker again? Oh, God. I wasn't supposed to. What else was there? Oh, yeah, so I guess, is it pretty much... Do you guys just think he's going to play Luthor, or do you think he's playing somebody else?
Most likely it's Lex Luthor. Oh, this hasn't been confirmed yet, so this could just be a rumor.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, there hasn't really been too much news on the other villain, because there's apparently going to be two Superman villains. So I guess right now the predominant theory is... It's Doomsday and Luthor.
Well, it's not like he's going to be Doomsday.
It's Luthor.
I kind of think... I would probably go more towards maybe Brainiac and Luthor.
Maybe.
Just because Brainiac's kind of more of... Like, Doomsday's such a stupid villain. Can I just say it? Doomsday's a fucking dumb villain.
Yeah, he doesn't really have, like, a character behind him. He's just, like, a raging monster.
Well, do you guys know the origin of Doomsday?
Not really, no.
Basically, Doomsday was a baby that just kept getting murdered and, like, revitalized and then murdered again, and eventually he was just immune to being killed. So basically, he's just a baby that
So he's Kenny?
Yeah, basically. Like, it's so stupid. And then Doomsday was brought in to boost the sales of Superman's comics, because Superman's comics were basically fledgling.
Yeah.
So... Doomsday was not even like that great of a villain to begin with. Basically, it's like, oh, a guy that can kill Superman.
Yeah, I don't think Doomsday will be in this movie, because this movie already has too much going for it right now.
Like I said, I could see maybe Brainiac and maybe Luthor, but yeah, this is starting to kind of feel like a congested movie.
Yeah,
like you can't get everything done.
Just like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Anyway.
On that note of Amazing Spider-Man 2, I'm going to give it some... I might see it. I will not... Like, I will not immediately write it off, but yeah, it's...
It's a write-off.
I have concerns about that movie.
Write-off.
It's just... I don't know.
As a Spider-Man fan, it's a write-off for me. Just because modern-day Spider-Man isn't my...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Just... I'll be honest, like, Spider-Man, whether it's comics or movies or TV, he's lately just been getting fucked around with. Like, you gotta feel sorry for the character.
Did you watch Ultimate Spider-Man, the cartoon series? It is...
It's fucking
horrible.
Shit.
It is
yeah,
horrible.
Spectacular. I've only watched the episode where the Guardians of the Galaxy were set to appear, and then I'm like, I'm never gonna watch an episode of this again.
Oh,
I don't care who's on it. I'm not gonna watch it.
The humor is so stupid, like...
Yeah.
Well, because... They think that the main Spider-Man fans are kids.
No, the main Spider-Man fans are adults.
Yeah.
But,
like young adults,
the,
really.
Well, look at the Spider-Man 90s cartoon that was really popular.
Yeah.
That was for kids, but it wasn't just for kids. Like, adults could still watch that show, and it wasn't just dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem with cartoons in general nowadays. Like, they just dumb everything down for kids, and they assume that it's only kids watching. So anytime an adult watches it, they're like, this is dumb shit. Like, my brain's developed. I can actually process shit other than, oh, it's Spider-Man.
Or like, it's the letter T today. Yay.
It's the letter T.
But
the Cookie Monsters on Ultimate Spider-Man.
Teabagging, which is what I'm going to do with the Spider-Man 2 movie cassette when it comes up on my floor.
Oh my
God. Teabagging.
You know what I want to do is I just want to go see The Amazing Spider-Man 2 and just every time during the movie just be like, that's shit. Oh, that's so... Like,
be that
like,
guy.
Trash the movie while I'm watching it.
Call somebody on your cell phone. Oh, man. Oh, shit, this movie's so horrible, man. Oh,
you gotta see this shit movie.
Or just keep, like, leaning into people's ears and being like, this is the fucking shitty part where blah, blah, blah happens. So, like, because I can tell I'm probably not going to care about that movie, but there's probably somebody who will. So I'll sit next to...
Well, to be fair, most of the audience for the people that like this, The Amazing Spider-Man, are younger than 12.
Yeah. Or there's PlayStation Gamer 99.
Yes. or the retard.
Inside joke. Okay, let's move
on. Okay, that got a bit off topic.
Why do they even have Ant-Man in here? I don't get it. Ant-Man is the worst excuse for a superhero ever.
What, have you read anything with Ant-Man in it? With Hank Pym as a character?
Hank Pym sucks.
But the thing is, it might not even be Hank Pym. But
it's going to be Chris Brown.
We have to tell this for the people listening because they don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But Paul Rudd is, at first he was, earlier this week, he was in early negotiations. And then, like, literally a day later, that early negotiation went to, oh yeah, he's Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I guess that went by.
To me, this is pretty good. This is really good news.
He was not my first choice.
No, he wasn't my first choice either, but...
But this is Marvel movies in general, where it's like they cast somebody who's not my first choice, but then it's like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Like Chris Pratt, I'm like, okay, him as Star-Lord, not my first choice, but I can kind of grow on it. And now you've got Paul Rudd as Ant-Man. Again, not my first choice, but then I think about it, like, in almost all of his comedies, he plays a bit of a jackass, which is kind of what Hank Pym is. He's always got that sarcasm and that kind of just like douchey attitude, which is kind of Hank Pym. He's the right age, he kind of has the look. And Edgar Wright, I kind of have faith in.
Are they playing the Wasp in them?
Edgar Wright has not made a bad movie.
I can't think of anyone that I didn't like. Scott Pilgrim kind of wasn't my favorite,
but it was still a good movie.
Still better than most, So I don't know. I kind of like, I have faith that Paul Rudd will do a decent Ant-Man. But then the thing is, and this is my question, is like, with them taking out Ultron's origins from Hank Pym, and now kind of like, what's going to be interesting about Hank Pym now that they take out Ultron's origin? Because essentially he created Ultron with comics and everything else.
The only thing I can think they can do.
Is basically make like a hot wife for him, like Wasp is his wife, and just be like seriously jealous over Ant-Man's wife, and that's about it.
Well, I still have like some small faith in that that Hank Pym will be in Avengers 2, and he's gonna be the creator of Ultron. But I seriously doubt it.
They've said, they could be lying. But yeah. They've said that he doesn't create Ultron. This is coming from a company where Paul Rudd was saying that he was not up for Ant-Man, and then of course days later he is. So
yeah.
Who can really take these people for their word? They really are just lying. Do you guys really get offended when these movie makers lie to you about
what? Not really.
No, I don't care.
No, me neither. Some people get really offended, like, "Oh, I can't believe they lied to us." Well, what you think they're gonna be like? Oh yeah, Hank Pym's in Avengers 2, and he's blah blah blah, and he's blah blah blah. Of course they aren't gonna fucking spoil shit for you. They're gonna try to keep the experience as fresh as possible to keep ticket sales up. So yeah, of course I'm not gonna spoil the fucking movie, especially when these movies make billions of dollars. Like, yeah, you're not gonna be the one that ruins it. So it's funny, we had two DC stories, and now we have two Marvel stories in a row. So Baron Von Strucker is apparently up.
And this news just came out like a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, like we literally, like before recording, I always check to see if there's other news I might have missed in between writing the show notes and when we record. And this was like the one that I missed, and I'm like, oh shit, I can't forget this. But from what we've heard, it sounds like he's going to kind of just... He's not going to be a major villain. He's basically going to have some screen time at the beginning. Maybe the Avengers will just take him out pretty quickly and then on with the main story.
Yeah, I think there might be like... This might be like a setup to modern-day Hydra.
Well, and here's where me and Alex are going to start duking it out over the microphones. But I think that this pretty much confirms that Red Skull is in Winter Soldier.
No. See, if you put Red Skull, it kind of takes away the tone of what the movie's trying to be.
Well, I don't think they would have Red Skull, like, in the middle of the movie, but, like, think of the Mandarin. Like, the Mandarin in Iron Man 3 was pretty much, he was how you thought of him as, like, that he was the villain for the longest time throughout the movie, and then in the third and final act, they totally just pulled the rug underneath you, right? I think they'll do the same thing, where it's like, Robert Redford's character is, you know, you don't think he's the villain, but then, like, slowly and surely throughout the movie, eventually they'll just unravel everything.
I still think he's playing Alexander Lucan, but...
What about you, Lucas? What do you think?
What I think about this whole entire thing with Baron von Strucker, I think it's just a huge play to get the Captain America villains out. Three of it. I guess, but I don't think it's going to be related to Red Skull. You might get Red Skull at the end, or maybe like he's been reborn or something like that. I don't know.
If they do bring Red Skull, he'll probably be recast because Hugo Weaving has said he does not want to play the character again.
Because the face mask is probably itchy as fuck.
Well, he said like he doesn't want to play these kinds of roles anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is if he's under contract, he'll have to
play. Yeah, which I think he is.
If he's contracted for three movies and he's only done one, he can't just be like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore.
He has to do it.
So they'll drag his ass onto set and be like, put it on.
Kevin Feige drags Hugo Weaving out of bed and he starts crying. I don't want to do it.
It'd be like a kid that doesn't want to go to school.
Yeah, I don't want to go to school today.
It's like, okay, Hugo, we know you don't want to, but we all have responsibilities and you need to come to the set today.
But I don't want to. I want to be an elf. I like the elves. I want to be an elf.
Speaking of elves, really is just... have you guys seen Hobbit yet?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
It comes out next week. It comes out next week here on the 26th. Our next episode will be the review of it.
But how about this? How about Lucas? Mm-hmm. Without spoiling anything, just a quick. Did you like this one more than the first one, the first Hobbit? Without saying anything else.
Without saying anything, I'll say yes or no. Did I? There was parts that aggravated me due to the book, but I wouldn't say it was better than the first. A lot of people are saying it's better than the first, but I just don't understand why. I watched it in 3D first, and then I watched it not in 3D, and then not in 3D, I really enjoyed a lot more. So, because 3D ruins everything. And, it's hard to say, I don't really know how to, like, review it compared to the first one. It almost has, like, its own set of tone.
Yeah. Like, I'll say this, I kind of thought that it continued what I didn't like about the first one in terms of stretching the story way too thin.
Yeah.
But there were parts at the end, again, not to like talk about too much because Alex has there were parts involving Gandalf at the end that actually were like really interesting and really cool, but
you're spoiling it!
Gandalf is in the movie, spoiler. And he may be in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh.
But anyways, let's move on before we spoil anything for Alex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we talked about Baron von Strucker. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Woo!
Holy fuck.
Jeez, this is how you make a teaser, right there.
That was a perfect fucking teaser.
I know.
Like,
and
if I can make out with that teaser, I would.
Yes.
You guys are excited about that? Oh, really?
Shut up, Lucas.
Because this is why this movie will actually work. Is because if you told somebody go watch the Apes movies, I would tell them no, don't bother because it makes no fucking sense. Like the way the movies go chronologically, if you were to watch the movies in a way that makes sense, you would watch Apes 3, 4, 5, and then 1 and 2.
But
yes,
you wouldn't watch
and at the end
you wouldn't watch it in the order that it is.
But how do apes, people, chimpanzees? Steal guns from humans, conquer the world.
Hang on. The humans, like, die from diseases.
Yeah.
They die off, and then there's, like, civil war between the humans. You see this in the trailer, like, they're fighting each other.
The thing is in the original... Okay, because I'm a huge Apes fan.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm a closeted Apes fan. So here's what happens, is basically in the first one, Charlton Heston lands on a planet he thinks is another planet, but at the end he finds out that apes really just conquer Earth.
Yeah.
In the second one, he's in it as well as the other character, I forget the name, and at the end,
Brent.
Decides, Yeah, I don't know. Somebody, I forget the name. Yeah. He wasn't really, he was basically a Charlton Heston clone,
yeah.
basically. He looked like him, he acted like him.
And then there was that hot chick.
He wasn't. Yeah, and the thing is, at the end of that movie, Charlton Heston basically nukes the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And what's funny is you have to think about it from back then, where it's like, you know, now people kind of consider whether they should make a sequel yeah. or not, but really back then they were like, no, make more apes, make more apes.
Yeah.
So the third one, because you nuke the Planet of the Apes, it makes no fucking sense why you would come back. But they basically came back and, with the story that two of the apes got in a spaceship, flew away, and time traveled somehow, and landed on Earth present day, which back then was like the 50s or 60s or whatever. Which again, this makes no fucking
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. These movies don't.
I'm excited about this trailer. I'm understanding. Okay, so humans have a civil war, right? And the apes are in the background waiting to, like, we're gonna vulture them and kill them off. Which is okay.
No.
It's that the apes and the humans are trying to coexist with the apes. And that was basically the plot of the... Shit, was it the fifth movie, I think? Yeah.
Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Battle. Because the fourth one basically dealt with them revolting, which was pretty much what the first remake did.
Yeah.
It basically remade the fourth Planet of the Apes.
Which was them wanting, to get their freedom.
Yeah. And honestly, I would much rather watch a cleaned up timeline of Planet of the Apes, where they say, oh, the apes revolt, you know, humans try to coexist, and then maybe in the third one, they have, like, classic apes.
It's still,
I think, yeah.
It's still an unbelievable movie. It
How?
Rules. I understand a planet that is ruled by apes, understand? Like, you fly in a ship and, like, it's an alternate universe. Great, whatever. But, like, having apes, unless there was a civil war and then people were dying from each other, apes couldn't take over this planet. They just couldn't. Because they're still
right.
from humans. And humans are more superior than apes. Period.
But that's not what's happening. These people are dying off from, like, diseases.
Yeah.
From a virus.
Okay, so that's fine. You get your plot device. You get people dying off of diseases. That's fine. But still, it still makes me, it's still unbelievable that you have to virus in to kill off humans to make sure that apes could rule the Earth. It's
well,
just,
they're not going to do it any... Well, that's how it works.
Here's the thing. In the original movies, what happens is this is, again, like, I have to admit, the Planet of the Apes is just fucked up. It makes no fucking
sense.
Yeah,
that's my problem.
Like,
the movie,
Down syndrome just started writing on a piece of paper that I'm going to write a story about the apes.
The original five movies don't hold up to today. That's why we need these reboots.
Well, yeah, and I agree.
Here's the thing. They're taking arguably the more interesting movies, because nobody really... Like, most people think of the first Planet of the Apes. Most people don't think about 3, 4, and 5. They're taking the movies that actually are pretty good, and they're actually kind of making them make sense.
Yeah.
Like, instead of having time-traveling monkeys bring back a monkey baby from the fucking future, and then that creates a closed time loop, which, again, doesn't make sense, because it's a closed time loop.
Wait, so there's a closed time loop?
It's,
yeah,
it's like Terminator.
Basically, the plot of the original Planet of the Apes is a closed time loop, because it doesn't make any sense. Apes from the future bring... come to the past,
it's gonna be the planet
and one of them is pregnant and gives birth. But then the thing is it's a closed time loop. It doesn't make any sense. But I know we could easily talk about Planet of the Apes and argue about it.
Oh my god! I'm not a big fan of the
trailer was pretty good.
Yeah.
And
I really like the post-apocalyptic feel to this.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying. That's great, but. It feels like the reason why, like, the apes are ruling the world is because they're putting in a plot device. They're not naturally thinking about a creative way for the apes to win over the Earth. Oh yeah,
because
the
not, because you can't have apes take over the human race.
Well, and here's the thing. It's between the first, well, the new, let's just call it the remake universe. Between the first and this new movie, there is, like, a period of 8 years. So they're going to have to explain how the hell apes went from just ruling San Francisco to...
Well, they're still in San Francisco.
I don't know, man. I just, it still seems so unbelievable that these events would happen. I just, it feels like they're just trying to write private.
You don't think a virus could take over the world?
No, I don't think apes could take over this world.
No, I mean like a virus. You don't think a virus could happen and kill people off?
Yeah, but then it would affect apes as well, as much as the rest of this planet.
No. The virus makes the apes smarter.
Well, holy shit.
The virus makes I think Lucas is going crazy.
So we have a virus. Okay, hang on. Let's put this back in train. So this virus kills off humans but makes apes smarter. So they put the block device in to make sure the apes are better and the humans get worse.
Have you seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
Then you would know how it works. They're genetically testing that humans made this virus.
That's fine. I understand that, but it doesn't matter what virus it is. You can make up with any virus you want to, but you're creating a virus so that the apes get better and the humans get worse. That is your plot device. You're not thinking even creative way for the apes to take over this planet.
There really is no other creative way that you could have apes take over the world.
There's plenty of ways I can think of.
Well, the thing is too is that it is kind of like, this is humanity's fault because they did create the problem that was their own downfall. But
well, just make fucking zombies now. Make zombie apes. Like, fuck.
Zombie apes?
Planet of the zombie apes.
And Daryl Dixon's in it?
Like, they should just remake it, but choose a different animal. Like, instead of apes, like, cats. Just choose cats or something. Be like,
cats.
The cats. Just watch
that's what I mean. Like, why does it have to be that they're just apes? Now, if they were apes that had strengths and, like, can have, like, Spider-Man agility and shit like that, then yes, we'd be fucked up. But,
yeah,
because
monkeys are kind of like that in general, Lucas. They kind of can swing from
but there's not trees everywhere now, is there? There's grasslands. You go fight a giant and see what happens.
You gotta watch the remake, because in the remake, they swing from shit.
Exactly.
They swing from shit. Okay, so you don't fight them in the jungle. You just wait for them to get out of the jungle, and then you gun them down, or you burn down the jungle. Like, there's
well, they're gonna start using guns in this new movie.
This is a strategy to prevent the planet of the apes. Is basically stand in a desert and wait for them.
So they're in the jungle, right? Let's put it out. They're in the jungle, right? And they're all like, we're in the jungle, right? Ever heard of napalm or poison gas? You just poison gas the whole entire fucking jungle over there, and they all die.
I think we have to.
Just wants to murder monkeys.
No, but okay. Wow. They're going to kill all of us.
We're gonna have Peter on our asses.
God, it's just such a retarded concept.
Let's be honest.
This is like.
If they localized the shit out of things, like, okay, even if they did it a creative way where, like, they made a monkey civilization where they try to live with the humans, that would be great. But instead, we have this stupid thing where it's like, it's a virus that makes monkeys smart, but makes humans die.
What? Hang on, did Bane join the podcast?
We need to have, like, a Lucas's truncated version of the apes.
Yes.
Or maybe just a commentary where all we do is force Lucas to watch all the Planet of the Apes.
Oh my god, that's gonna be funny as.
Okay, Lucas is precluded from this because obviously he has hatred flowing through his veins.
Yes.
But yeah. Alex, you did like the trailer.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this movie.
Yeah.
And
yeah, let's skip this
one thing I wanted to talk about was what do you think? How do you think the third? Because the first one was a kind of a remake of Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, the fourth movie.
Yeah.
This is a remake of the fifth movie, which is Battle for the Planet of the Apes. Do you think the third movie will be like a full-on proper remake of the first movie?
Well, it probably won't be like a full-on remake, but they will probably have it.
Do you think we'll see? Do you think we'll see Charlton Heston's character Taylor?
Yeah, we will see Charlton Heston back in the remake.
No, you can't.
Corpse.
No, I mean his character. No. Well, he's dead, so you can't have Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston's corpse. I want to destroy you all. I don't know. Why did he become Australian?
Charlton Heston is...
I think... I think a lot depends on how they end this movie.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, is they could totally go in a different direction.
Yeah, and have it, like, 1,000 years in the future, and then have Taylor come back to Earth.
Future apes. Star Wars apes. Apes of the Star Wars. Star Trek.
Shut up, Lucas. No one's talking to you.
Stop being an angry nerd, Lucas.
No, wait, I love being angry nerd, because that's what the show is called. Yeah. So fuck you, and fuck you.
Honestly, I think that they will do, like, a proper Apes 1 sequel.
Yeah.
Where they have, like...
Well, special viruses included!
At the end of the first remake movie, they said, oh, there's a space mission gone wrong. So they have pretty much alluded to the fact that, yeah, these astronauts will return. Who should play Charlton Heston's character
when he comes back? I know you've said this to me, that you want Chris Pratt to play him.
Pick someone who's really sick, because he'll be like the virus person.
For fuck's sake, shut up, Lucas!
Lucas has no clue what's going on.
Okay,
Charlton Heston was like the man god at the time.
Yeah.
Charlton Heston was like a very fit dude.
Can I say who I want as the role?
Sorry?
Can I say who I want for the role?
Yeah, I think Chris Pratt would probably be.
I say Chris Evans.
Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be pretty good too.
Because I can see him having that, like, cocky, arrogant attitude that Charlton Heston had in the movie.
I just want to see them all, like, whoever it is, I just want to see them yelling at the apes throughout the movie.
Yeah.
You do
that. Damn, dirty apes!
But enough about apes and ape diseases. I don't know if anyone else really gives a shit, but I care. And Mad Max 4, some images leaked, and this pretty much looks exactly like the first three movies, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I'm a fan of post-apocalyptic movies, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, and like, honestly, like, if you haven't seen the first three Mad Max movies, they're pretty fucking awesome.
Well, maybe not the third one.
The third one was just crazy. Like, the third one was pretty much amazing
with Tina Turner? Like,
yeah. The third one was pretty much a satire of itself. Like, it wasn't anything great. But the second movie, Road Warrior, is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is like, when I saw the pictures of Mad Max 4, I'm like, oh, this is pretty much, like, exactly like how the first three movies looked. You've got, like, same look. And obviously, it's got the same director and a new cast or whatever, but... A lot of the people returning are worked on the first three movies, so that's pretty cool.
Now, is this like a reboot, or is it like a Mad Max 4?
It's a requel. It's set between Mad Max 1 and 2.
Huh?
Which, okay, I'm going to give you guys like a crash course on Mad Max. But in the first movie, Max is a police officer, and he gets in trouble with some gangs, and they end up killing his wife. And when they kill his wife, he goes off the deep end and just starts, like, going just crazy on these gangs. And then in the second movie, he's on his own. And that's, like, what most people think of Mad Max. They think of the second movie, because if you look at the first one, it's, like, him frolicking with his wife and shit. And you're like, that's not Mad Max. So, yeah. Like I said, this one's set between the first two. Set in between the first two, so... This is after his wife has died, but before Road Warrior. So, yeah, it could be cool. I want to know if the dog will be back, because that's... Like,
that's an important thing. The dog
that
come
matters
back.
To me. Well, the dog was pretty funny in the Road Warrior, because...
You know what they should do? The reboot version. Remember Reboot? Do the reboot version of Mad Max. That was an awesome version of Mad Max.
Like the actual TV show reboot?
Yeah, did you see the reboot version of Mad Max? It was fucking awesome.
I didn't see it. I should look this up later.
Dude, they even got, like, Bob saying, because Megabyte formed into the truck. And he's like, Megabyte truck, let's get busy. And then they drive down. It's fucking hilarious.
Let's get busy? What, is he going to fuck the cars or something?
Oh, yeah. Like, Megabyte's face becomes, like, part of the semi and stuff like that. It was a great episode.
I love how that's your, like, that's your Mad Max to you. Like, everyone else is like, Road Warrior. And you're like, Reboot.
I never understood all these reboots, though, because, like, I Judge Dredd reboot was pretty good. A lot of these reboots have become, like, RoboCop reboot. That just looks awful.
Well,
really? I'm looking forward to the RoboCop reboot.
No, RoboCop. You can't remake RoboCop because there was so much like satire and like just over the top gore in that movie.
Yeah.
No director is gonna ever redo that, and it's PG-13. You can't make RoboCop PG-13.
Nope.
Like, that is
rated R, bitches.
That is like a. That's like the UN should be called in on that shit. Like, I want to call the UN. They'll be like, "Do you have a national disaster?"
So, or like, so we're not gonna see. We're not gonna see like all this. You know what the start means, like getting full on shot up and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's not gonna get like shot up like that. But I'm already disappointed in RoboCop just because it's PG-13. Like, I don't need to know anything else. I know that I'm not gonna like it because there's not gonna be any of the gore.
Well, you kind of need the PG-13 rating to get the kiddies in the cinema.
No, you don't need it, but they need it, and I don't give a shit what they need. You're going to remake RoboCop, give me RoboCop. Yeah. Don't give me some fucking pussy in a fucking RoboCop armor.
It's not even that. He's like an android. He just puts on the armor. He's not even part man. Or like, the whole entire point of RoboCop was that he was killed and then made into a machine. And this is just like he still has his body and he can just go in the machine when he wants to. It doesn't fucking make any sense.
Well, like, okay, like you think about the original RoboCop, like how many times were there parts where that like over the top gore, like Murphy's death, where he's probably already dead and they just keep shooting off his limbs anyways. Or when the robot malfunctions and just starts shooting the guy in the middle of the meeting. Like, They won't have moments like that. And just because I know they won't have moments like that, I already am just like, well, why am I going to care?
Yeah.
Like, I'll probably watch it when it's on Netflix after 4 months because nobody's going to watch it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But yeah, because like, that'll be on Netflix, I guarantee you, because nobody's going to buy that on DVD or see it in theaters. And I don't know. I'm already like just fucking ready to up. But Mad Max 4 is different because George Miller, who's been the driving force behind the first three movies, is back. So kind of like the Star Wars prequels when they're like, oh, George Lucas is coming back to do more Star Wars. I'm kind of excited because the original talent is there. But like George Lucas, this could just be a total fuck up because who knows if he's going to still be able to make the same movie he made 30 so odd years ago.
Really. Yeah. I mean, look at Ridley Scott with Alien and then look at Prometheus.
Yeah, exactly. Like you had Ridley Scott coming back for Prometheus, and it was like the same thing where everyone's like, oh, the guy who did the original Aliens is back. But
yeah, and that movie was a big disappointment, in my opinion, anyway.
It was a pretty big risk.
Yo, Prometheus was across the board a bad idea, but
yeah. I think with Prometheus, they should have stayed with the original idea to make it an Alien prequel.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did it, though. Like, all of a sudden, they were just like, hey. Yeah. We don't want this to make an Alien prequel because everybody could figure it out quickly. We don't want that to be original. But then it ends up being an Alien prequel anyways.
It still is an Alien prequel, but without aliens.
Yeah.
Almost.
Except at the end.
You're trying to like figure out how they're going to fit it all in as you're watching the movie. And then I'm like, I remember when I was looking at it. I remember when I was watching Prometheus. I remember seeing the runtime before I went in to see the movie. And so I knew the movie was close to wrapping it up. I'm like, there's no fucking way they're going to tie this all into Aliens in like the last
minutes
of this movie.
Not even that.
And like, there's so much plot holes. Like, the scientists are so fucking dumb in the movie. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, and it's like, sure, they could have delved into this in in the sequels or whatever. But here's the thing. If you don't make a badass movie in the first place, who's going to watch the sequel?
Exactly. So, I don't even know if they're continuing with the sequel. I know there's plans, but I don't know.
I know everyone wants it to happen, but let's be honest. Like, after they fucked it up, Fox, who owns the alien rights, is not going to do anything with it. Because at this point, why would they?
Yeah.
You fucked up a movie. They're not going to give you the keys to the alien franchise again after you fucked it up. They're going to be like, nope, guess what?
Maybe we can get Aliens versus Predator 3.
Or maybe we can get, like, an actual, like, alien remake. Because Aliens is actually a pretty remakeable franchise, if you think.
Maybe not a remake, but like a continuation.
All you need is it's just like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, we found Jason. Now Jason is gonna kill us all. Oh, we found an alien that's gonna kill us all.
You know how I think they should do it? Have you seen Predators?
Oh, Predators, yeah.
I meant the new one that came out a couple years ago. See, that was sort of like a reboot. Like, it stayed true to what the original movie was, but it put its own spin to it.
Well, then that's the thing. Like, a lot of these movies, how hard is it to remake Predator? Obviously, Robert Rodriguez got it right.
Yes.
Like, oh, all you need is alien, or these predators hunting humans.
Yeah.
That's all you need. That's what they need in Alien. They just need, like, a really well-done horror movie.
Mm.
You don't need to go crazy with it. You don't need to be like, oh, we've got a subplot including these humanoids who may not be humans, but one of them jizzed into the ocean, so he might have...
he jizzed in the ocean and that created humans?
Oh, that's probably it. That's probably where they were going with it, because he was standing above, and it's like, I bet you he probably just fucking, like, let one go into the ocean. And it was like, mankind has been created. Oh, God.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I'm sorry to say, but I think the Alien franchise is on, it's in a coma right now.
Yes.
Until they make an Aliens
reboot,
yeah.
Just make an Alien movie.
Yes, because that's what people want. People want to see aliens. They don't want to see this shit.
Yeah, they want to see military versus a bunch of aliens and cool death scenes.
Yes, that's why I liked Aliens, like the James Cameron one.
Yes, everybody
loved
that.
The military.
Game over, man! It's game over! You know? Yeah, no, like, it was great.
They mostly come out at night.
Mostly. Now I want to watch Aliens.
So,
we should do a commentary.
What?
Well, we'll eventually do a commentary, right?
Yeah, we should do. We're going to do more commentary.
Yeah.
We'll probably do some, one.
We might do Aliens.
New Year. We should do Aliens.
We should do Aliens.
But see, Aliens is a good movie. You can't really rip that one to shreds.
Whatever, you can rip that one to shreds.
Sure.
We can just watch it and just appreciate it, like, talk about, like, the
I
things we liked in it.
A lot of people have been asking us to do the Amazing Spider-Man.
And we
yes.
will do it.
Like
we'll probably,
yes,
we might
do
that, like, before Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out.
I want to do one just because I know that that movie will make me so angry.
I want to do Sharknado.
Imagine me.
Sharknado would be good too.
Yeah.
Sharknado would be awesome.
Okay, so we still got the special Christmas surprise at the end
okay,
of the podcast.
So,
we got a couple other things.
So don't,
we're not going to spoil what we're doing for the Christmas surprise.
Are we stopping this podcast and then make another one after this?
No, we'll just keep on recording.
Are you sure?
I'll just edit out the parts in between and make it more seamless.
Maybe we should just in case your things crash again.
Yes.
No,
can we, you want to do it just in case?
Knock on wood. Fucking knock on wood.
All right.
You dare fucking...
All right.
Alright, but you wanna do it, hang on, Kurt, you wanna do it just in case?
I know, I love how we're still recording and talking like this.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, this is really interesting to you. We'll just keep on recording and then I'll just edit it out.
Alright.
Let's keep on podcasting.
Alright, okay, so
Alex was insistent on weird news stories because apparently he's got something really
good. Oh, you wanna do it now?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, if I can find it, hang on.
She's driving right.
Well, I don't know if we're gonna do it now. Alright, here we go. Here we go.
Do it.
Headline.
Do it.
Alright, I'll do it. If you shut up, I'll do it. Alright. So here's the headline. 440 pound virgin sent girlfriend to the ER after having sex for the first time.
Wow.
Who sent what to the,
Wow.
440 pound virgin. Sent a girlfriend to the ER after having sex for the first time.
That's why you get on top.
Yes. Apparently the sheer force of the weight on top of her sent her flying backwards and her head went through the wall.
Well, I'm gonna get the missionary position and this is going to be a good thing.
His first reaction was that he thought he killed her.
I'm kind of surprised, like, because I look at some of these really fat people, and they just look like they just don't even want to bother.
I don't even know how this happened. How did she go flying?
Got to the sex.
Imagine the post-traumatic stress that a guy has to go through now every time he has sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Luckily, he was wrong, and she was taken to the hospital, and she was only diagnosed with a concussion.
Oh, thank God for that.
Her.
It'd be even worse if they're like, sorry, but you got fat baby now.
Got back.
Your baby's literally
yes.
going to just be a fat
shit. But strangely, the bed is still intact. It didn't break.
So, Do I have any weird news stories?
I don't know, do you?
Can I...
I don't.
What about you, Lucas? Or do you want to rip on monkeys again?
I rip on monkeys again. Fuck those monkeys. You'll spec their monkeys and their trees with their little rifles to take over the world.
Yes. Well, you know,
say spank the monkeys.
Spank
the
monkeys.
They can spank their little monkeys and go on their little trees with their little guns, spank some monkeys some more, and pretend they can rule the world.
Spank them. Well, you know, we share 98% of DNA with monkeys. So, yeah. The more you know.
Is what makes us so sexy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so sexy, yeah, we know it.
Last week we had a really good contest where we asked you guys to draw us. Without looking us up, we asked you guys.
Wait,
to
are we gonna? What you think we look when like. We gonna talk about Marvel movies about face paint shit? I got this on my notes.
Oh, you didn't get the new.
That's the new.
Oh, did you take it out?
No.
We'll talk about that next week. We're gonna.
All right, we'll save that for next week. All right.
Save your notes. Save your notes. But yeah. So, anyways, art. Last week you guys drew some pretty good art.
Yes.
Most of it was really shitty.
Oh, come on.
Podcast is shitty, so this worked out. Lucas had the best.
Yes, we got fan art from ourselves. We are our own fans.
Like, I'm not being biased because I know Lucas, but Lucas did have the best art.
Yeah,
so.
I cheated. Make the Australian Rocket Raccoon.
But Callum had good art too.
Yes. Shout out to Callum.
It was funny because like the logo was perfect, and then you get down below and he just drew stick figure faces. So it's like half of it was really good and half of it was just shitty.
He just kind of gave up. He's like, why am I doing this?
With the logo, he's like, oh, I'm gonna make this look like the Avengers, and I'm like, fuck yeah, it's gonna look so good. And then he's just like, oh, fuck these guys, I'm just gonna draw their fucking faces like stick figure. So
and then
Callum, for half an effort, you get half of praise. So
yes.
So more effort next time, we'll give you full praise. So we got a new contest this week, and this contest is gonna kick some ass. So obviously we're on iTunes now, so you can subscribe, but also rate and review us, because if you rate and review us, more people can find out about the podcast. Also, too, I got a new thing this week, and I'm gonna call it the share us with a review contest. That's a bad name for a contest, but basically what we want you to do is share the podcast on your own Facebook wall and write a little mini review. Like, it doesn't have to be long, maybe just like two or three sentences or whatever, just about what you think about the podcast, and tag us. So just like be like at 3 Angry Nerds so that you're talking about us in the review. And yeah, just write on your personal wall but what you think about the podcast, a little mini review. And if you're the funniest review, we'll get a shout out next week, just like Callum got a shout out for having half awesome artwork. So, yeah.
No one's gonna do this.
That's it. I don't think anyone's gonna do this. I didn't think anybody was gonna draw art, and I was surprised that people actually did it. So, obviously, I'm surprised that people actually listen to this podcast each week, because I'm like.
Wait, kind of like, people listen to this shit?
I know.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, so.
I'm not ashamed of myself.
I'm ashamed anytime
I like bathe in shame.
Like,
shame.
I'm
ashamed. All over the body. Yeah.
Damn it, Lucas.
So, we're going to stop talking about, like, hating on monkeys and other shit. And we're going to we got a special surprise for you. A special 3 Angry Nerds rendition of the classic Christmas Carol. So, I'm going to put, like, some clever Christmas music between when we sign off and when we do this. But we're not going to say bye after we're done this, so we're going to say bye now, and then we're going to...
Bye now.
Bye now. Do we say bye now?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all you motherfuckers, and I hope that you all... Why
are we so angry
Christmas.
With people? It's just like, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. Fuck you.
I don't care. Have you ever heard of the hashtag Lose Followers Tuesday on Twitter? It's the best hashtag. It's called Lose Followers Tuesday, and it's when you try to offend as many people as possible and lose as many followers as you can. So I've seen some really bad tweets with that. Like, one of them was like, what was it? Like, oh, Nelson Mandela's dead. I guess I should bring out my KKK uniform and start wearing it around tomorrow. Like, it's just stuff like that. It's just like trying to be as offensive as possible.
I love Hitler.
Yeah. Like, This podcast is the podcast equivalent of the Moose Followers Tuesday hashtag. So yeah, we're gonna phase out, and then when we come back, we are going to do a special Christmas carol. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Christmas Eve in Australia, there was no tremble but about necrophilia. There was no ringing, nor a shout, nor a person catching a trout. It was all but quiet beside a drunk middle-aged man causing a single man riot. The sound of carolers could be heard down at the billiards. We find our young Alex eagerly awaiting Christmas, looking at the tree with all a miss wish list.
Oh man, I can't wait to tell the guys in chat. I see a wrapped gift under the tree. It's so obviously a PS4.
Oh, Alex, are you still wanking off?
No, Dad. What do you want?
Come down, son. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, shit. Maybe I can open a gift early.
As Alex darts out of the room, he misses the sound of a Twitter notification that may just change his life.
What is it, Dad?
Well, son, you've been good this year, so I was thinking of having you wait for Christmas morning, but I figure I'll let you open a gift now. Choose any one you want to open.
I'll open that one.
Alex fiercely opens the gift, but his hand, but not so swift. Can't fidget his patience, he knows a PS4 will not put up with. Can't wait to play all the music again, even though first day releases are full of shame.
What the fuck?
I figure with your chronic, well, you know, I figure you go through socks on an almost weekly basis, so I figured I'd buy you some.
50 pairs of socks, Dad? Jesus fucking Christ, I like, haven't you ever heard of stocking stuffer? No, you know what, this is the worst gift ever, and the worst Christmas ever. Fuck all of this, fuck Christmas.
I'm sorry, son, but yeah. You still love the holidays. Listen, why don't you open another gift here? I know you love this one.
Alex is trying to get his PS4, even though it's pretty hum-a-drum on the floor. Maybe this gift is cash, gift a car, or girl who could be gone in a flash.
The Amazing Spider-Man Blu-ray? Seriously, like, what the fuck?
But I thought it was your favorite movie. I thought you were into the comics and shit.
Alex storms out of the living room and back into his bedroom, slamming his door with an incredible zoom.
Fuck this. Let's see what the boys in chat are up to. Oh, what's this? Holy shit, Cat Dennings is following me. Whoa. Oh, no, I'm being logged out off Twitter. Like, what the fuck? My account has been deleted. My IP banned.
Alex fiercely throws his computer, smashing beside the wall by the poster with the Hooters. However, a small piece of plastic came off the computer, knocking him out, and left him blacked out, leaving the young youngies on the floor like a soccer mom alone in the mall, of course on Black Friday, Tuesday sales, Friday sale. Alex soon wakes in snowy Canadian street, unaware of where he is or how he got there. He yells out,
"Help, help, can someone help me before I get raped?"
Alas, a stranger approaches.
What the fuck are you doing, eh? You got no jacket, you got no boots, and you look like you just came in your pants.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. Wet dreams are not too uncommon.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
So why am I here? Also, why are you Canadian?
To answer your first question, you don't understand the true meaning of Christmas, Alex.
To answer your second question, we are a very spiritual people. John Lennon's ghost actually has a place up here. We're very well known amongst the ghost community.
What do you mean? I don't get Christmas. You buy people gifts. They buy you gifts. That's what we all care about, right?
Well, Alex, it's not that easy. And in fact, it's about more than that. Your ignorance will have dire consequences for your future. You may want to listen to what I have to say, because your future is bleak, lonely, and you're super fat.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, we should get you dressed first, though. Okay, so I'm guessing this will do just fine, and a little bit of this.
I'm not wearing this.
Sorry.
You just summon those clothes. Can't you just summon new ones? I'm not wearing a Hello Kitty outdoor jacket and a Digimon beanie.
First off, they're called toques. So show some respect for this great country. It's also humbling, which is something you need right now. And finally, it's the only thing I have in your size.
Fuck, fine. So what do you have to show me?
Well, come with me. Do you have your ghost transit pass?
No, I didn't know I needed a pass.
You don't. I'm just jerking your chain. Okay, let's go.
The ghost of Christmas past whisks him away. Take him away without thinking about risks. He lands in the biggest retail out in Australia, where he sees Alex's dad asking the woman cashier for advice and thinking about what she has to say. Not once, not twice, but always twice.
As you can see, Alex, your dad is putting a lot of time and effort into getting you a gift.
Wait, is he asking about a PS4?
Why, yes, he is, but unfortunately there's no stock until January, so your dad is unable to get you one. He's now forced to get something else.
No, Dad, don't give me a Wii game. No, don't give me a Wii Fit Plus.
He can't hear you, Alex. This has already happened. You already have a copy of Wii Fit Plus underneath the tree.
That's all shit!
You don't get it, Alex. Your dad tried. He couldn't get you what you wanted, but clearly he tried. And at the end of the day, he knew that you like things like games, movies, and comic books. He even stood in that lineup for over an hour.
It's not PS4!
You really are hopeless. Okay, let's go.
Where?
You think I'm gonna tell you?
Ghost of Christmas Past whisks Alex to a far-off place that is close to the same. A place named Taiwan, home of factories of Santa's little workers. Working to give the children the gifts to a bunch of clerks.
So here we are, Alex.
Seriously, what is this place? Is this a sweatshop?
It is. This is where many people work for very little and work extremely long hours to make the components for many electronics. Many of these workers don't know what Christmas is. In fact, many of them probably don't know what day it is.
Well, I guess they have to work hard.
No, Alex, they don't. That PS4 you want comes from these people, the hardworking souls in the sweatshop. Many of them won't have a Christmas this year, and many of them will only get a gift of a 15-minute break. So you are a very lucky man to even get a pair of socks.
Shit, can we just nab a PS4 while we're here?
No, Alex.
Exhausted at the efforts, the ghost pardoned what to do with the young man, who is not going anywhere soon, who does not understand the true meaning of Christmas, a man so confused and left.
Hey, Future, it's your turn.
Hey, what? What the fuck? Fuck you, man! I am narrating here. How the hell you interrupt me? I'm doing some rhymes, and like, I'm awesome at it. You know what, Mr. Ice Ice Baby? You can fuck right off. Not even Future turn yet. Got a Christmas present to do. What do you want me to do about this?
As if I showed this kid what his dad went through, he got his present, I even showed him the sweatshop, and nothing.
Yeah, I know. Narrator right now. It's your job to do these things.
Well, I'm gonna break anyway, so why don't you show him his future? That might wake his sorry ass up.
Fine, fuck. I don't give a shit anymore. Are you ready, Alex?
No. Can I just wake up and leave now?
Fuck no.
Yeah, fuck no.
Okay. Let's go then.
Whoa. Is that Cat Dennings?
No, it's the Easter Bunny. Of course it's Cat Dennings.
Oh, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm so lonely tonight. I just want to talk to someone. I know I'll browse my followers and see if anybody interests me.
This is when she's decided to follow me, right?
Shh. Fucking her, okay? Look at her boobs. Not see anything.
Oh, what noisy, hey? Hi. He looks like an Australian James Gunn. Interesting. Let's look at his feed. Pretty, oh, no.
What did she find?
Oh, I don't fucking know. I'll get up with my fucking, oh, there we go. She tweeted something about some Christmas gnomes and some guy in an alleyway about saying fuck Christmas decorations.
So that's why I got banned from Twitter.
Better believe it.
So I had a shot with Kat Dennings, but I fucked it up saying something stupid?
Let me show you something.
What kind of phone is that?
Well, it's called the Dead Phone. It's good. Got in unlimited minutes. Data and texting. I also have this app. It's called What Your Life Could Have Been. So let's plug it in your name in here and, return. Oh, here we are. Great, okay, why don't you watch this?
It's me in a restaurant. Wait, is that Kat Dennings?
Yep.
Sitting with me at a restaurant. We're kissing. Oh my god.
Yeah, pretty cool. Imagine get hold of her and explain how you feel. Explain the tweet and everything. She reconsiders you two start dating. Now your talentless cack of a boyfriend mooching off her success. Like all Hollywood romance.
Well, it's sad that this will never happen.
It could happen.
Wait, it could?
Hell yeah, dude! This feature hasn't happened yet, but it could. This is one more possibility future. But you could see.
Well, I like this one, but let's see.
Well, here we are. Here we are. What do you see?
Who's that fat fucking... Who's that fat fucking wheelchair?
Yeah, that's you, Alex. You let yourself go after everything. Your permission, lack of compromising for your fellow man, pushed you away. I cascade set of events that let you be back, amputated in a fucking wheelchair.
Fuck, what's first?
Once I farted, and well, seems your amputation in a wheelchair, you're bound to, well, shit yourself.
What the fuck? Oh my god, am I trying to fap?
Trying is a key word here.
That's pretty pathetic.
That's it is. You want to be alone, shitting in your pants and unable to fap?
No, not at all.
So what will you do differently?
I won't be an asshole. I'll love my fellow man and show some compassion. Shit, it's not that hard. I just never really feel like it. I don't want to be a fat amputee. I don't want to be a fat amputee.
Oh,
hey, Dad. I'm so sorry. I'll use the socks. I love them already.
That's a big-titted woman at the door. Did you order a stripper?
No, Dad. Is she Kat Dennings?
How the fuck did I know? All I know is she has some nice tits.
Hi. Are you Lizzie? I think you're pretty cool. I was on Twitter and I saw you want a PS4 for Christmas, so I asked your dad and he said you didn't have one, so I bought you one.
Wait a minute, you guys are trolling me, aren't you?
Oh, no. Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my computer's back. And my Twitter.
Yeah.
We removed the tweet from the internet.
You can do that?
Not usually. We took pity on you.
Are you okay, son?
Yeah, Dad, I'm great. Sorry about earlier.
Oh, no bother. You enjoy those new socks now, you hear?
I will, Dad. Merry Christmas to you. And to you all a good night.
Thank fucking God this is over with.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. We should thank God. We got overtime for this, right?
Fuck no, we don't. Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, you've confirmed this? Okay, sweet.
Want to grab a drink?
Yeah, I thought you'd never ask.
Who's on the docket for tomorrow?
Well, we have to go install some Christmas spirit over at Kim Kardashian's. It seems like she's forgotten about what it means to be in the holiday spirit. And we also have to go deliver some Christmas cheer to Paul Walker. And that's pretty much
it. Easy. Let's go grab that drink.
All right. And we're done.